Rebrand!
Ding!
Rebrand!
What's up, beloved consumers? I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack foods, celebrities, religious institutions, or whatever you tell us to.
Rebrand!
Wow, I really wondered how long you could do it.
That was as long as I could go without dying.
Ding!
Rebrand.
Hi, guys. It's your pals, Ashley and Mort, fresh off of our break, which gave us almost no rest because Mort got sick and I had a really bad menstrual cycle.
Do you think that's the kind of intimacy that all parasocial relationships are dreaming about?
Oh, yeah, they want to be able to track my cycle for sure.
Oh, without a doubt. They're like, well, Mort's sick again. I wonder how his immune system is doing. Is he taking enough fucking zinc?
Oh, boy. Honey, how you doing? You're still sick.
I'm just tired and a little achy. And
oh, you're achy.
And I got some nasal shit happening.
Yeah, which is the perfect time to do a podcast, baby.
Yeah, that's right. What I like about it is if you could see my outfit, I'm wearing sweatpants, a knit button-up sweater, and a knit cap. I look like if a child imagined a sick person. I mean, I may as well be holding handfuls of used tissues.
You need a blanket around your shoulders, and your nose needs to be a little bit more red, and yeah, then you're there.
I look like an 80s commercial for Mucinex or something.
Yeah. You would do an exaggerated sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, cold keeping you up at night?
I don't think I can make it to work tomorrow.
Maybe that's what we should rebrand.
Yeah, sure. Let's rebrand. Yeah, hell yeah. Let's rebrand illness.
All illness?
Well, we should. Professional speaker, Mort Burke. Clumsily stutters for 4 minutes straight.
Honestly, if you did it for 4 minutes straight, I think it would do one of those things where it comes all the way back around to being funny.
Yeah, and it'd be another hot podcast moment, which is what we're all aiming for. Where like
hot podcast moment.
No one could tell if I'm truly having some sort of psychotic break or doing a gag.
We really want to keep viewers on the edge of their seat of whether or not they should be concerned for our welfare or laughing.
Yeah, we're kind of like trolls, except we want you to feel sad for us instead of outraged.
It's a subtle, nuanced trolling.
Yeah, it's still kind of a succubus move. It's still absorbing your precious energy.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to suck it right out of the microphones, baby.
And use it for our own empowerment.
Yum, yum, yum.
Give me their empathy.
Yum, yum, yum. It makes me stronger.
Kidding. They're not actually worried about us.
No. We're fine.
Oh, no, this middle-aged man got a cold. What do we do?
So my suggestion for today's rebrand, we'll see how it goes, is I want to rebrand New Year's resolutions because 'tis the season.
I think that New Year's resolutions come from this place of, man, you didn't do good enough last year.
Yes, it's already suggesting that you're at a deficit.
Yeah, that there's some kind of shit you need to improve when the reality is you're alive. It's 2024 going into 2025. And you've managed to survive, you're doing great.
Yes.
In fact, let's resolve to no longer make any resolutions. Let's say, like, whatever I did today, what did I do? I had 4 chocolate chip cookies. You're a fucking saint if you did that. You know what I mean? What, you don't have abs? Good. Only sick people should have abs. That's like a sign of a deeply troubled person.
If they have abs at all?
Yes! First of all, they have too much time on their hands. They're vain. This is coming from the person who has an adorable little Bart Simpson belly. 100 years ago, you saw a guy with abs, you'd be like, get that person to the nearest doctor so the doctor can prescribe them
food?
An opium. Or whatever doctors did back then.
So I looked up New Year's resolution on Wikipedia and it took me to Wiktionary, which was not what I fucking asked for, internet, but that's fine. It says it's a noun. I don't think 3 words can be considered a noun. So this is already off to a dubious start. But it says a vow that one makes on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day for the coming year. Example, he made a New Year's resolution to quit smoking. So yes, as you say, there is sort of an implicit judgment inherent in the creation of a resolution. And also a pressure that I don't think any of us actually benefit from.
Before the year even fucking starts.
Before it even goddamn starts. The typical ones are like that, like quit smoking, go to the gym X amount of times a week.
Maybe you
read a million books.
Flabby body is exactly how it's supposed to be. Maybe that's where you're at, you're most comfortable, and you need a couple extra pounds to shield you from the intensity of the world around you.
So it sounds like what you're advocating for, honey, is rather than a New Year's resolution, is a New Year's acceptance.
Yes.
So we're accepting things as they are.
Totally. And does that mean that you can't do things to improve your life? Yes. No. Of course.
Wait.
Of course not.
I'm confused now. You said yes and then no.
Of course you're confused. I did a confusing thing. For sure, lose the weight if it feels
good. If you want to, this is what I will say too. For like the most common New Year's resolutions, for example, right? Let's take going to the gym. I never considered myself an athletic person because my only exposure to athleticism was fucking running a mile in PE in Phoenix, Arizona in the goddamn summer. Both of those things were a nightmare. I was the slowest person in PE.
Running a mile in high school gym is, did the bullies write this curriculum? Like, no child should have to do that in front of other children.
In front of other children? I'm pretty sure I ran a 25-minute mile. We didn't even get made fun of. It was too sad.
No, really?
No one even made fun of us. They just looked at us with a sort of pity that was more devastating than if they had actually mocked us.
You look to your bully and he's just like silently crying.
He's like, I got some stuff I got to think about.
That's where the shaming starts. You know what that Ashley was doing? She was writing stories so that later she could become a professional comedy writer. She didn't need to run a mile then.
That's right. My Sailor Moon fan fiction has a direct link to the television show Mythic Quest.
Yeah, you better believe.
Where I was going with this, why I brought up the PE thing at all. I never thought that I was an athletic person because the things that were available to me when I was a child were very limited. It was either like four types of sports or running, and I hated all of them. And so I just thought that I didn't like being active. You know, I just don't enjoy exercise, like, period. And what I discovered is that that's not true. The exercise just has to also be mentally stimulating, because I discovered rock climbing. And I was like, oh, this is awesome, because it's not just let me lift a bunch of weights while I stare into the middle distance and try not to think about my own death. I get to like, oh, let me try to solve this problem. How do I move my body in such a way that I can get to the top of the wall?
I would watch more weightlifting competitions if that was part of the instruction, that you knew that they were contemplating their own death.
If you were watching them deadlift 300 pounds and then the camera slowly zooms into their eyes and then hello darkness, my old friend plays. When they go down to pick up the weights for the deadlift, there's just an open Kafka book. The Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka is just open. But I found out I really enjoyed climbing, and then I found out that I really fucking love Ariel. So for me, doing some sort of New Year's resolution of like go to the gym every day is guaranteed to fail. There is nothing at the gym that I like doing. I hate lifting weights. I hate running. I hate walking in place and not going anywhere. So the idea that like I would write down, okay, I'm going to start going to the gym 3 days a week, I would maybe keep that up for a month if I was lucky. Versus if my New Year's resolution was like, I want to discover a type of exercise that I might enjoy.
You're suggesting allowing for a kind of curiosity as opposed to
a mandate. I feel like we keep trying to trick ourselves into doing shit as humans.
Maybe it's boring to you or very unsatisfying. So let's like open up the world to the things that we may actually surprise ourselves with enjoyment.
So maybe you do love running and that's great. If you don't, I also fucking hate running. I love aerial and rock climbing. So there's a thing out there for you that you enjoy. You could LARP, for God's sake. Our friend Yuli does acro yoga and loves it.
Speaking of LARPing, I'd like to invent something called lappering, which is live action presidential role play, where you're in a forest and everybody comes dressed as a different American president and they all have to fight each other.
When you first started talking, I was like, this sounds like an actual nightmare. But then you said fighting each other, and I'm into it.
Using almost the exact same rules of live-action role-playing. Fireball, all that shit. But it's JFK versus George Bush.
Wow, that powerful sidebar. I mean, there's just, I'm reeling. I'm reeling from the mental image of that. Imagining someone in one of those terrifying Ronald Reagan masks poking his head around a tree.
Yep.
In full armor. Yep. No, actually, I don't think they should be in full armor. They should be in suits. They should
dress however they dressed then.
Yes.
It should be John Adams in that era presidential gear.
Fireball.
Yes. Yeah. George Washington in a fucking wig versus Jimmy Carter, RIP. One of our greats.
So we have a couple things on the table right now, which is like New Year's acceptance rather than New Year's resolution.
And I want to speak to that.
Yes.
Sometimes, as a processing thing, this is controversial, we need to do things that aren't that great for ourselves. The first 8 years of my sobriety, I smoked a pack of cigarettes a day.
Mm.
I needed every single one of those cigarettes to not do Klonopin and to not drink fucking whiskey in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So that was a good trade-off for me. And
right.
I loved every one of those cigarettes, and I loved the fact that I smoked every single one of those cigarettes. And my hope for me back then is that I was enjoying them.
Uh-huh.
Because I was going to do it anyway. And if while I was doing it, I was beating the shit out of myself for doing it, that's not going to allow it to take, in that I need to be able to show myself, hey, look, there's some part of me that wants to do a little bit of destruction here. So let's bring that down several notches so it's not actually destroying my life, and let's do the little thing that is kind of destroying me for now,
mm-hmm.
and I'll do it enough that I'll get sick of it, and that at some point, through the grace of the universe, I will be allowed an opportunity to give up the cigarettes, or sugar, or whatever other thing it is that is bothering. Because this constant thing, like, you gotta do better, you gotta do better, you gotta do better, you're not trusting your own intuition. There are things that exist that help us process the pain that we have. And those things are, like, almost important to allow them to do their work. But just enjoy the fucking pound cake.
Interesting, honey. Also, all very beautifully said, I must say.
Thank you.
Yeah. As you look like an orphan from Oliver Twist.
Hey, I fully am wearing fingerless gloves and like I just got done hanging out at a trash can fire.
What you're saying is, because I think the risk of just doing the thing without any sort of personal inventory is that maybe it could get out of balance. When you were smoking, you were also doing the sort of spiritual work you needed to do to stop drinking and mm-hmm. to stay sober.
Yes.
So that you had some sort of like investigative.
Yeah, I was joining a community that was helping me heal some stuff and learn better ways of consciousness.
So rather than like trying to like just destroy and kick the habit, if I'm not doing awesome, I scroll on TikTok for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I could make a New Year's resolution of stop looking at TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could do a New Year's curiosity and be like, hey, what kind of mental state leads to me scrolling TikTok for 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
What is that about? What am I feeling? When I go to scroll on TikTok for 2 hours, maybe I see if I can pause for a second and either talk to someone or journal
mm-hmm.
or just think like, okay, what's going on? Like go inside a little bit, be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then if I still have to scroll TikTok for 2 hours,
yes.
because that's what I need in that moment to not, I don't know, crash my car mm-hmm. into a tree or something, then great. What I think you're advocating for is that there's levels of outward and self-harm that one can do, right? So if you're eating 4 cookies, that's better than screaming at your child.
If you are scrolling on TikTok for 2 hours in 2024 and that's the worst that you are doing, you are a living saint.
This is something that Mort has really helped me with, because I very much have been the beat yourself up for not being perfect, for not doing enough, for not meeting your goals, whatever they happen to be. If I just shame myself enough, then I'll get it done. Mm-hmm. Which, like, I do have an intense work ethic.
Mm-hmm. Which I will say is a natural aspect of who you are, and
right.
I think is really, really beautiful. You're a person who is fortunate in that you have an incredible work ethic.
Yes. And I think this is the thing, right? That like, I think sometimes we think, well, if I don't beat myself up or I don't push myself, which sometimes looks like get off the fucking couch, you idiot, and go to the gym or whatever, then I won't do the thing. And I had a therapist once that was like, you get to keep the good stuff, which is to say that like, I actually find now that if I give myself rest and time, that I actually do want to do the things that I feel like I quote unquote should do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I become creative again when yeah. I'm not being like, sit down and write, you piece of shit. You know what I mean? Or like I do want to go do aerial if for a couple of days, I've been like, I'm too tired. If I let my body rest, yeah, because maybe that's what it's telling me that it needs, then in 3 days, I'm like, oh, you know what I'd really like to do is to go to a silks class and work on my inversions or what, you know?
Yeah.
All that to say, I feel like this process of New Year's resolutions is sort of like a beating ourselves up. We have to get everything fixed and back on track right now.
Right. Because there's these very clear Western ideals that are like, be fucking hot, be super successful, have no extra body fat. And every single person, when they're born, has a whole list of things that they could potentially do that they might have very serious interest in or abilities in that have nothing to do with that extremely reductive, superficial, weirdly horny for no reason list of demands. Right? So, like, maybe you like poetry and you don't know it. Giving haircuts or fucking juggling or raising capybaras. You just have no idea the amount of things that you could possibly be interested in, because the list of things we're supposed to do well, which is like produce, that's it.
Produce abs or produce work.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Are like extremely small and superficial and kind of corny.
It's also interesting too, speaking of Ariel, I've gone to a lot of classes with a lot of different people. And some of the strongest people in those classes, if you would not pick them out of a lineup. That was the other interesting thing about...
Strongest as far as best at Ariel?
Yeah, like, so Ariel is almost entirely upper body strength. It's upper body and core strength.
It's not a group of people climbing silks and twirling in the air dressed as the Little Mermaid.
Morta's pointing at me with a finger gun and held it for a very long time after he asked that question. I'd love to see it, honestly, because you do have to use your legs. And if they had just a fishtail, I'm not sure how they would do it. It'd be an interesting aerial performance, I have to say. But it's mostly, I mean, you use your whole body, but it is a ton of upper body and core strength. And there's that Korean reality show called Physical 100, which is like, let's find the strongest person. And some of the people that made it to the end of the first season of Physical 100, I was like, really? This just looks like a dude. This is not the beefcake that is like all ripped. And some of those guys made it for sure.
Which is cooler. That's why Bruce Lee was so cool. It's cooler to be under the radar.
He was ripped though, wasn't he?
He was ripped, but you wouldn't know it really until he took his shirt off.
One of these guys even seemed like he had a little bit of a tum-tum. That's what was amazing about it. So anyway, this interesting thing happened when I went to Ariel and I was like, oh, a lot of these people are stronger than me and bigger than me. Or if you were to look at them just like walking down the street, you might make assumptions about them that are, and their level of fitness or their level of strength that are totally false. And it really helped me be like, okay, so what's the fucking point then of like trying to look a specific way if the thing that I like to do, people can look any type of way and be amazing at it?
That's why skateboarding's so wonderful. And that's why we love Jamie Foy, Skater of the Year 2024, is because he's what they call skateboard fat, which he's not actually heavy set at all. But for a skateboarder, he's like overweight. And it's wonderful to see somebody who looks like they shouldn't be doing something well. I mean, think if there was an NFL player who was 7'1" and scrawny as hell and just dancing around everybody unable to be tackled. How amazing would that be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
It's awesome.
When people stay the shape that they're actually designed to be, not all trying to look
and then
like,
rip.
And then are like wonderful because they're doing the thing that they're meant to. When you beat the shit out of yourself to pursue something that you don't genuinely enjoy, you're causing more anxiety, which is causing more difficulty around the thing that you're trying to do because it's an unpleasant experience. So you're not bringing joy into the thing because there's not natural joy there to be had. And it's always fun to watch somebody do something that they actually love doing.
I also think, too, to that point, your mind and your body are only going to want to continue doing something if it's joyful.
Yes, it's self-sustaining.
It's self-sustaining. And I really think culturally we're like, no pain, no gain, all that kind of shit. For me, that just like has not been true. It's just patently false. I've had pain and then not gained because I've been like,
it's the attitude of an abusive parent, which right. is like, I'm doing this thing to you that hurts you to protect you from the rest of the world, which is scary. When the reality is your job as a parent is to love someone so that they can become the fullest, most well-articulated version of themselves. And then the rest of the world is going to do what they're going to do. And if they've experienced love in their upbringing, they'll be able to handle difficult challenges.
That's right. And so now we have to, if we didn't receive that love, we have to give that love to ourselves.
That's right. Because we're dealing with a society that is just devastated by daddy issues.
You guys, shit is so crazy right now. Shit is so insane that if you are thinking of making a New Year's resolution,
mm-hmm.
that is in any way unkind to yourself
mm-hmm.
or putting unreasonable demands, I beg you, fucking rip it up and throw it away. Because we're going into Trump to Electric Boogaloo. We're going into like, Elon Musk wants to be daddy of Mars. Like, things are the craziest they could possibly be.
These dudes are trying to put America in a grave, break dance on top of it while they eat money.
Truly. And then rocket ship themselves out into the universe to live somewhere else. Like, I just, the best thing I feel like we could do for ourselves going into 2025 is to be gentle to ourselves and others.
And have true fun for yourself.
Joy is a form of resistance.
When you were a kid, did you read Nancy Drew? Try reading a Nancy Drew book this year and see what it does to you. Does it make you want to write new Nancy Drew novels for the current generation? Find the thing that spoke to you in your heart when you were little and do a grown-up version of that that makes you feel genuinely good and happy.
Because truly, all bets are off. They're off. Like, it's all chaos. Just speaking for myself, I've always been like, there's a thing that I should be. There's a thing that I should do to be good or to be a successful person. It has to look like this. No, it doesn't. Because there are 7 bog monsters dressed as humans that are going to be running the government. It's all insane. So there's no should. There's no should.
You are in a casino and the electricity has gone off and the lights are flashing and the chips are on the ground and the cash is on the table and everyone's running around and screaming. How do you find peace in that place? Do whatever the fuck it is that feels good to you, because that is your form of resistance, is becoming who you genuinely are. Find the thing that you love and fucking do it at a rate that feels good to you.
The last thing we need is to tell ourselves that if we don't go to the gym 3 times a week, that we're a piece of shit.
It's like if you are going to a school and then all of a sudden they're like, okay, next year your teacher is going to be a clown with an AK-47. You're like, okay, well, this whole thing never made any sense. So now I'm the teacher. There's some aspect of myself that knows what I need to do. And for some of us, that is loving other people so deeply through acts of service to, let's say, the unhoused or the elderly or anything of that nature, people that actually need our help in a way that fills our heart with joy, that is the kind of thing that is going to be self-sustaining, like you said, and give and give and give. And for other of us, we're going to be writing novels. And for other people, they're going to need to vape and fucking blog. Mm-hmm. About how your heart is breaking every day. Does that feel good to you and expansive, or does that feel depressing and contracting? It's up to you to decide what that feels like.
So it sounds like there's a lot of different words we could put after New Year's instead of resolution.
Mm-hmm. How about New Year's revolution?
Whoa!
Yeah! Blah, podcast!
Da 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 da. New Year's revolution, baby. New Year's revolution. That's what I'm talking about.
Because there's shit that you love that has deep, profound value that you haven't been doing because some part of you decided it wasn't cool or productive.
And I will say, in our capitalist system, we are encouraged to isolate and consume rather than connect with other people. And I think part of figuring out what the best version of yourself is or what you really need is also being in community with other people.
And I do want to talk about this. We all know that community is key. So why would we rather be on our phones? And the reality is that talking to other people and communing with other people is actually hard. It is challenging. We don't trust other people because we've all had experiences with people where they're like, I don't know what the fuck you're gonna do. And this is on me too. I've shared things with people that don't deserve to have these things shared with them. They haven't earned that trust. And then I learned the lesson of, I guess I can't share with people.
Right.
So it's about learning how to share with people that is safe. And also understanding that there is always going to be a challenge for most of us with engaging in community. And that's okay. If you're engaging in community, then that means that you are transcending that fear that is automatically there. And that's wonderful. And the more you work that muscle, the stronger it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes easier to commune with people, and isolating seems less appealing. There's this Muslim thing, apparently, I think it might be Black American Islam, that there is pain in patience. And as a society, that patience is extremely hard for us because capitalistically it's incentivized for us to be able to do everything immediately. It's important for us to learn that when we're practicing patience, there's going to be pain involved. When we're practicing communing with others, there's going to be the pain of coming out of isolation, which we've been doing since the pandemic.
Right.
There's going to be the fear and a lack of trust, which we've developed over a lifetime, and also there's kind of just general fear in the air. So these are things that it's important to realize that you're going to run up against. And we all run up against these things when we're learning how to, like, put the phone down and call someone and ask them how they're doing, or go meet for tea and be like, hey, I'm having a hard time. Can you listen to me while I talk about this thing?
That was beautiful, honey.
Thanks, honey.
I don't know that this has been a particularly funny episode, but I feel like it's been nice.
I think it's been plenty funny. We did get the presidential LARPing.
Lest we forget. So anyway, I guess basically what we're saying is fuck New Year's resolutions. Don't do them. We would encourage you to do a New Year's revolution. And by that, we mean don't push yourself that hard.
No.
Be gentle and just curious and investigatory.
And if there's something that you're doing that you deem bad for you, be with yourself and love yourself while you do it and try to enjoy it and maybe see if that gets it out of your system better than fucking
beating yourself up over it.
S&M-ing your way out of it. You know what I mean? Like being a weird dominatrix to yourself about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. But not in a fun, sexy way.
No. In a way that does not cause an erection at all. You're like asking somebody to step on your balls and you don't even like it. You're like, this hurts. Differences are great.
Yeah.
Homogeny is boring and unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
We should all be different sizes, shapes, have different interests.
Yeah.
It's good like that.
It's good like that. It's good that some people want their balls stepped on.
It's so good.
It's great.
It facilitates an industry.
It's the American dream.
Yeah, the greatest dream there is.
Honey, do you have any New Year's revolutions?
I think it'd be funny if I got a really expensive bronze tan. I'm going to try to really love comedy and be really easy on myself in the ways that I do it. Trust that the universe is guiding me in a way that I'm going to experience the kind of success that I'm meant to with stand-up and podcasting and all that stuff.
That's lovely.
What about you, hon?
My New Year's revolution. I don't know why I keep saying it like that.
It sounds like an Aerosmith Christmas album.
I think mine is to really try to honor what my nervous system is telling me.
I wish it was called something other than the nervous system.
Oh, no.
I wish it would call it the hella chill system.
You know, when my body needs to rest, then letting it rest. Letting myself feel my feelings without needing to, like, create or understand a story behind them. And I want to continue to work on black and white thinking stuff. As you were saying earlier about community, if you connect with someone and then you feel betrayed by them being like, I should never trust anyone ever again, is like black and white thinking, right? So letting people, situations, animals, whatever, contain multitudes. Which in turn allows me to accept that I contain multitudes and that I'm not perfect.
That's
and
right.
that I have peaks and valleys and levels in me.
Mm-hmm.
That if I can tolerate them in other people, then I can tolerate them in myself and vice versa.
That's beautiful. I've been made aware of the fact that I always kind of need a villain to pit myself against morally and ethically. And I agree that that is related to a part of myself that won't allow myself to have a dark side. Or I can do mean shit sometimes and still have the capacity to like be a really loving partner, a person who's very kind to my friends, all that shit.
Well, y'all, I think that's a podcast.
Yeah, we podcasted.
I think we podcasted. Beep, beep, beep. I keep doing a mouth air horn on this podcast.
I think it's great.
Oh, thanks, honey.
I wish you legitimately always carried around an air horn. In the same way that I really want you to carry around your Emmy everywhere you go. I'm talking DMV. I'm talking to Ralph's. I want you to place it on the conveyor belt next to your groceries.
How did that get there?
Yeah, whoops. Whoop. Double bag it for me.
Like it's around, heavy.
Looking at everyone in the grocery store. It's pretty heavy. Does anybody want to pick it up? I want it for the beloved cartoon series Adventure Time.
Hey, listener, if you've been with us this year, thanks for listening to this podcast. We love you. We're grateful for you. We hope that you've had as sane of a holiday or holidays that you could have possibly had. And we wish you a gentle new year. And we wish you gentleness on yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's some beautiful stuff just around the corner. I have to think that way or else I get suicidal. No, but I truly do think that.
Honey, where can they find us?
You can find us on all the socials at Rebrand the Pod. You can join our Discord at Rebrand the Pod, or you can email us any suggestions for any rebranding you'd like to see done at rebrandthepodcast@gmail.com. Also, on Spotify, on Apple, all these big time podcast places, write a loving, glowing review of our podcast. Give us as many stars as is available, and send this episode to a friend who needs some positivity and humor.
Your whole body and face changed when you said positivity.
I'm doing kind of a Don Knotts Jim Carrey thing a little bit these days, which is an interesting combo.
I love you.
I love you.
Thanks for doing a silly podcast with me.
Yeah, thanks for doing it for me. Rebrand.
Rebrand.
Rebrand!
Ding!
Rebrand!